Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's June 21st, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released November 28, 2002. Nesri, got this from an associate. I have been following the Paulys for many years. Sometimes I'm almost a believer, but one thing I know, Harold or Demetrius claims to have been the one that taught Muhammad. Yet you, Jesus, claim Muhammad and the Islamic people are part of the kingdom of God. Excuse my language, but how in the hell did that come about? This I've got to know, and you seem like the best one to ask.
Well, sir, as I was personally involved in this incident, I believe I am a very good one to ask. Muhammad came into the afterlife, and Demetrius and his people set him up in the Spiritus Republic, and everything was quite happy for about 8 years. Then Muhammad came to me one day and said, Jesus, I respect you as the leader of the kingdom of God, and I believe in God. I would much rather move the majority of my people here to the kingdom of God, because though Demetrius taught me, and I respect the people of the Spiritus Republic very much, I do believe in the Father, I do believe in God. And as you are his representative, I believe I should put myself under your dominion. Well, I looked at the dear man and said, well, if this is your wish, it certainly may be so. Bring your people into the kingdom of God, and we will prepare a place for you. And we prepared a place for them, and they moved into the kingdom of God. About 50% of them, anyway. 50% of them stayed with the Spiritist Republic. So there are now two groups of Islamic people in the afterlife. The children of Islam, who dwell in the kingdom of God, and the children of Allah, who dwell in the Spiritist Republic. But they work as one. They are both fiercely loyal to Father Abraham and Muhammad, and whatever they ask them to do, they do without question.
Nazarene, it is so wonderful that things like that can happen so easily in the afterlife, that people there get along so well together. But isn't there a group of Islamic people that practice fundamental Islam the way it is practiced on earth?
No, Alora, there are not.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here, Demetrius and Alora have done such wonderful work for the Lords over the years. It is unbelievable the amount of material that they have on their websites that is helpful and useful to people. The address to their website is
www.voicesfromspirit.com.
I ask people to go there. It is very important that they study every aspect of Demetrius's and Alora's work. Do visit their website.
We're back. God, Jesus says he likes to work with us because we ask nothing of him. We do whatever he needs because of pure love and respect. All we ever ask is what is needed to do the work. Is that why you like to work with us too?
Yes, Alora, definitely. That you do so much for me and ask nothing in return is one of my greatest joys. But I also enjoy Demetrius's unreverence of me, the way he treats me sometimes that irritates my people, but I adore so much. There is no one else that will come into the holiest of all and say, hi, old man, what's up? What do you need? I mean, only Demetrius would do that. No one else would. And his total show of disrespect for me just drives my people absolutely crazy. But I love him for it, because that is Demetrius, and that is the way he is. And as you say, both of you do everything and ask absolutely nothing from me. You want absolutely nothing from me. You need absolutely nothing from me. And people cannot imagine how refreshing that is and how wonderful that is to have people do things for you and not be afraid of you. You and Demetrius have no fear of me whatsoever, and other people do. You cannot understand what a joy it is to work with people that have no fear of me at all.
That sounds like Demetrius, all right, God. And I'm glad when you work with us, you can relax, too.
It's a rare opportunity, Alora, a very rare opportunity for me.
We'll be back again.